two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
75 degrees.
A few traffic problems on city streets, but the freeways are in pretty good shape. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour. It's not a hurricane anymore, but the danger continues.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Hurricane Isaias made landfall on the Carolina coast last night before being downgraded to a tropical storm. The National Hurricane Center says danger remains.
Rainfall is going to be a very big issue. There is a pretty significant chance of flash flooding.
Tornadoes are reported in North Carolina and Virginia. One person is reported dead. Coronavirus cases, infection rates, and hospitalizations are declining 9% week over week across the U.S., but a memo from FEMA reports a 24% increase in deaths. Fatalities trail infections, usually by about 2 weeks. Three dozen crew members on a Norwegian cruise ship have tested positive for coronavirus. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma says the ship is now locked down in Norway.
The cruise line often acts like a local ferry. Some passengers have disembarked along the route and may have spread the virus to local communities.
At least two of those passengers are confirmed infected. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. The Miami Marlins back to playing baseball tonight after more than a week off due to coronavirus. Manager Don Mattingly will have to do without the 18 players who tested positive.
Obviously, we're going to have a pretty good roster turnover here. Some of the guys I've never met.
They're set to play in Baltimore, but the weather might not cooperate because of the storm. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coronavirus and classrooms. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Teachers concerned about back-to-school plans are planning to rally before the Granite School Board meets later this afternoon.
Michael McDonough is president of the Granite Education Association and joins us live to talk about the rally. Michael, would you catch us up and make sure that we're on the same page? What is the current policy of the Granite District? Is it to go back to school in classroom full-time?
That's correct, yes. The current plan is that all of the students would be in the building at the same time. We would just go back on a regular schedule. They've been working with us on, you know, different ways to clean and to keep the classroom safe and to, you know, have personal protective equipment for everybody. The district has actually been great to try to answer all of the many, many questions that come from teachers. But we still have this issue with the basic plan of having everybody in the building at the same time, mostly because that makes it impossible to distance, to spread everybody out in the way that we understand is safe.
Not looking for exact statistics here, but are you getting a sense of whether the majority of your teachers are comfortable with coming back and where they stand right now?
The sense that we're getting from the emails that come in to the Granite Education Association office is that most teachers are not comfortable with the current plan. There are some that just say, yes, we want to teach face-to-face, we're not worried about it, but the majority, the large majority, are concerned about safety. We've heard from some teachers that are resigning or taking a leave of absence or retiring early over those concerns. But then just a lot of teachers that are hoping that the school board will do something more to satisfy their concerns about safety, something more that would allow us to spread out in the classroom. Back in June, our district was talking about doing an every other day schedule where we'd have half the kids on Monday and the other half on Tuesday, and that would allow us to create some more distance in the building. So I think some of us are hoping that they'll go back to some version of that plan. But yeah, I would say the majority are concerned about safety, yes.
I've even heard about parents in the Salt Lake District trying to change over to the Granite District because they want to keep their kids in school and they're not in school in the Salt Lake District. Are you seeing a lot of that?
I don't know how much. I've heard those stories. I don't know how much of that there is. There's also a little bit on the other side of teachers resigning from the Granite School District and looking for jobs in the Salt Lake District because it seems like that district is paying more attention to safety. So, and I don't know how much of that there is either, but I have heard of a few cases of teachers doing that. So, yeah, there's definite concern.
We've had
about safety.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. I was just going to say that this afternoon's rally was a group of teachers that had gotten together just to talk about these concerns of safety and decided that they needed to let the school board know about their concerns. And so when we at the Granite Association, Granite Education Association, found out about their plans and what they were talking about sounded a lot like what I'm hearing from the majority of my members, then GEA decided to support that rally. So we're all planning to gather at 4:30 outside of the district offices.
And, of course, we'll follow up on that meeting, that rally, coming up tomorrow morning as we return. And, of course, Dave and Dujanovic will have more on this coronavirus and classrooms coverage for you coming up at 9 o'clock. Michael McDonough, thank you so much. President of the Granite Education Association, joining us here.